Merry Christmas, Vince. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
Great,
doing
thank you. Have you seen the Devin McCourty little picture of Air Wilfork?
Yeah, I saw that.
You go airborne and block punts, you're going to get stuff like that on the internet.
Dev is funny. Little did he know I didn't have to jump much to get it.
So give us a breakdown of what you were thinking going into that sequence. Were you thinking about the block? Were you just thinking about a push? I mean, just give us a play-by-play from your perspective.
Well, early in the game, I think we had a couple opportunities at a field goal block. And just watching the film, we did. And I just felt that, early in the game when, we rushed them, I felt that it was a soft A gap. And I was like, maybe I can get a chance to, get a little penetration in the A gap on one of these field goals and try to force a block field goal. So, knowing it was 52, I knew, the kicker had to drive the ball a little bit so the ball wouldn't have that much flight up underneath of it. So my main goal was, just getting penetration, get my hands up, because it would be a low block, low kick if he's attempting from that distance. So, and it played out just the way I thought it played out. I had room in the A gap, squeezed between the center and the guard, and just got my fingertips up and then, just nicked it. But looking at the film, I was having to get back there, but trust me, with the guys next to me, with Silver and Allen, Chandler and Chris Jones and the guys off the edge, if they weren't doing their job, it would be tough, because early in the game we had pressure from, all threes. Every time we went onto the field for PAT or a field goal attempt, a field goal block attempt, it seemed like everybody was different people was getting some type of penetration, B gap, C gap, edge, inside. So we kind of got away with, just doing it how we want to practice, how we practice it, just getting penetration, getting the hands up. And I think the key thing is, being able to get the hand up, because so many times we're in that position and for some reason that we'll have our hands on the blocker or pinned down that we can't get a hand up. So luckily I was able to have a free hand and get it up and just nick it just enough to make it be, no good.
Now, you mentioned the fingertip block, Vince. Did you know immediately that you got it, or –
Yeah.
You felt it. Okay.
Yeah, I felt it. I felt it. I knew it wasn't a bunch, but I knew it was just enough. I didn't even attempt to look and see if he made it, because I know at that distance, with me touching the mount that I did touch it, that it wouldn't make it, or it would have got pushed a little bit. So I just knew from, touching the ball that it was going to be no good.
Vince, Nick Mangold seemed to genuinely appreciate that you came over and had a nice gesture for him. Can you tell us what took place between you two guys?
I mean, we've been playing football a long time, facing one another, been in battles through the years, and I respect him to the utmost. I think I always said that I think he's the best center in the game, hands down, and I still stand behind that. So it was just hard to see a guy that you battle with every time, and you know he's going to give it your all. Just see him go down and be in pain the way he was. So I know if I felt out of respect that I would go over there and just tell him to keep his head up. And I'm wishing him nothing but the best speedy recovery to get back, because he played a game the way it needed to be played. He's an old school lineman. I mean, anybody would love to have a guy like that on his squad. He brings so much. He's smart. He's physical. He's tough. He's strong. I mean, anything that you want in a lineman, he has it. So, I just wanted to show my respects to him. And, at this level, we never want to see anybody get hurt, especially the guy that I go against a lot, a bunch over the years, and have so much respect for him. And I just wanted to let him know that, I'll be praying for him and hoping, he can get back to speedy.
Vince, when the final story is written on your career, whenever that is, when you look back on it, won't this be the individual matchup that defines your career, you and Nick Mangold?
That'd be one of, yeah. I believe so, because we face each other twice, sometimes three times a year. And over the years, we've been battling just the type of team that there are. They're not going to shy away from anything they do. And that's what they did this past game. They ran the ball. They wanted to run the ball. They threw the ball when they had to throw the ball. So we knew going into that game that they was going to stick with their guns as much as possible. And I think we did a real good job up front of handling them up front. And first time around, I think they got the best of them. But I think this time around, I think we held our own and we walked away with our heads held high, understanding what they was going to try to do to us. So it was a hard-fought game, to be honest with you. Division game, you know, and breakfast meant nothing. We understood that it was going to be tough going on the road with a division team, especially the Jets. We knew it was going to be tough, so we knew we had to play ball up front for us to be have any type of success defensively.
I know you're not crazy about talking about your contract, but you do have a clause in your deal. A certain amount of snaps triggers a bonus, a significant bonus. Are you aware of that? Is it hard to play football and think about that? How do you approach it?
I'm aware of everything, but it don't stop me from playing the game the way I know how to play it. So it don't affect me in no way on Sundays playing a ball game. I play the game one way and one way only and play it hard. And when I'm on there, I want my teammates to be able to count on me when I'm out there. So I never think about anything outside of football when I'm playing the game. And that's how it's always been and that's how it's going to always be. And at the end of the season, everything will sort itself out. So only thing I know how to do is play football, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Vince, this is now, what, 5 weeks in a row that you guys haven't given up a touchdown in the second half. What's the key to that? Are you just because you're well-conditioned? Is it halftime adjustments? How are you guys doing this?
I think it's a bulk of a lot of things. I just think guys first it comes from the play calling, and then guys understand the situations. I think we play well in situational football, understanding what a team, how they're trying to attack us. And I think we call the game a certain way, we play it a certain way. And we understand, you know, we always want to have a team travel the length of the field against us. And I know, when we execute well, it's tough to do that against this defense. So the times we get in trouble is when we give up, big plays or penalties that keep the drive going and can't get off the field on third down and stuff. So the more we can keep teams off track, the better we are defensively. So it's just everybody raising their level of play in the second half. Going into halftime, making adjustments on sideline, making adjustments, switching up personnel, switching up groups, just giving different looks. And I think that's been one of the things that helped us. And the main thing I think that really helped us is just playing good situational football, just understanding the situation that you're in, down the distance, the time on the clock, where they're at on the field, personnel at the end. I think everybody has to be focused in and tuned in to all of that stuff to be successful, especially down the stretch in the game. So I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that, and we have to continue to do that.
Vince, congratulations on the win. More importantly, the first-round playoff bye. Merry Christmas to you and Bianca and the family, and we'll talk to you next week.
Family, you guys, y'all have a good one now.
Take care.
Thanks, Vince.
That is Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork.